The U.S. Senate has passed an immigration reform bill, the most ambitious attempt to overhaul the nation's immigration laws in nearly three decades. The measure would provide a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. While it's far from becoming law, WNYC's Marilla Ivorak reports, Senate passage of the bill is reigniting the hopes and dreams of immigrants here in New York.
An hour before the vote on the immigration reform bill was scheduled, 53-year-old Marta Golotuna made her way from Manhattan to a watch party in Queens. The bill's passage, as she sees it, could be the first step to a brighter future in the U.S.
I'm hopeful. I have this faith, this confidence that yes, we will get our papers.
She left Ecuador in 1995 and entered the U.S. illegally, leaving five children behind. Three are still in Ecuador, and Golotuna wants to bring them to the U.S.
I haven't seen my children in 18 years. They're being raised without their parents' love.
Gualotuna's 16-year-old daughter, Tana, one of three children she had here, came with her to watch the vote. Tana also thought her life could change and start to resemble her classmates' lives if immigration reform happens.
My mom's going to be able to travel. She could get her license. And it'll just be like a normal life. Yeah.
A few dozen immigrants joined the Gualotuna family at the watch party. As the vote started, everyone watched in silence. Then, as the nay votes were counted, one man closed his eyes and finger counted. 32 nays, 68 yeas. ...42-year-old Angel Campobete says he feels overjoyed.
I'm very happy because we've moved forward. We're all at this point now.
He too hasn't seen his two children since leaving Ecuador in 1990. If this immigration bill became the law, he'd first visit them and later sponsor them for green cards if he got legal status. And he also hopes to change jobs.
There are a lot of us who get exploited working construction, like I've been. We are afraid to report it to the police.
Immigrant advocates who organized the watch party emphasized the bill still needed to pass the House, where it faces a very uncertain future. Marta Golotuna knows that, but for now she just wants a moment of celebration with her children in Ecuador.
I'm going to call my family and tell them this is really happening. It's a day of triumph.
Afterwards, she says she'll do whatever she can to help the immigration bill become law. For WNYC, I'm Marilla Ivorek.